It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2029, recorded Thursday, February 28th, 2025. All choked up. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggy D has a kid gadget, a safety gadget. Oh, what the heck is it? I have the last of my practical but useless category, and I can guarantee the uselessness of it. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same with Diggy D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, Andy, here he is, our head brewer of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing very good. Very good. You are coming in faster than normal. I think your bits, they're arriving.
Oh, yes. My Fios has kicked in on Monday, and I lucked in because the guy was really great, and when he first came in, he looked around and he said, I said, are you a fan of Mad? And he said, I know about Mad. He said, but my brother is an absolute Mad freak.
He's a madman.
Yes, and he must have went out to his truck to get something, and I guess he called his brother. Because when he came back, he had the cable he needed, but his phone rang, and he was saying, yes, I'm actually in Dickie Bartola's apartment talking to you. And he put his hand over the phone and said, my brother cannot believe that I'm here. He's a monster Mad fan. Anyway,
that's
he
awesome.
He installed everything. Then he said, you know, you're getting 2 gigs, but your computer can only handle one.
And you went, so what?
Anyway,
money back.
Yes. So he said, are you ready for me to switch from Spectrum to Fios? And I said, oh, wait, let me take a photo first. So I took a photo before, and then he connected us, and I took the photo then, and there is the picture.
Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that.
My upload, I was getting a constant 10, sometimes 11. So now my download is about double, and my upload is now,
I mean, look at that.
Like 10 times?
80 times? No. 80 times?
80
no,
times.
8. 8? 80? Wait, what? It went from 10 to 867. So that's
no,
at least
8 times.
Yeah.
It's eight, yeah.
Eight, no, 8 times would only be 80.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
So I think it 80 times faster. Are we doing? Listen, we didn't get math degrees, okay?
No.
I'll quickly divide. Someone 86 times. Thank you, Mad Frank, in the chat room.
Oh, all right. So my up is 86 times
faster.
Or Steven has it even as 87 times.
Yeah, depending on how you round.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew because Mo had said when you upload videos to YouTube, don't be surprised while you're sitting there saying, "Is this ever going to start?" And then you'll look down and see that it has uploaded. Yeah. Depending on what Spectrum felt like, a 4-minute video would take between 6 and 12 minutes.
Man.
And now it takes around 18 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you drag it and it goes, whoop, and you're like, oh, man.
It is.
So, and did you, the Spectrum, is that cable? That's Spectrum cable,
the Spectrum
right?
Is, yes.
Cable.
Spectrum
I can't cable. Remember if that's full duplex or not, which means that, did you ever have a thing where if you would upload, it would kind of slow down your download? Like, if you started uploading a video, like, all the other sites would go slower?
You know what?
Is that a thing?
I wasn't aware.
Not sure. That can be that it was an issue with DSL. I remember DSL had that issue. It's like if you were sending data up at 80%, that means you only had 20% left to go down to download, you know? So like if you had 10 up and you were using 8 to upload, and you had 100 down. Well, now you only had 20 down because that's all you were working with. Anyway.
But then I forgot the things like the printer would no longer print because it was still on. But this guy was so good. I'm sitting here with my printer going, I'm swearing, my bell rings. I open the door. It's Anthony from
It's the same. He's back? Wait, is this a different day? Wait. Fill me in.
I just finished another job in the neighborhood. I thought I'd pass by and just make sure. I said, well, I'm having trouble with my printer. He said, oh, my God, I have the same printer. Hang on a minute. He said, okay, now it's online.
That is so wholesome. That is amazing.
Awesome. I also forgot, and right for now I'm keeping Spectrum. All my Google stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the homes and worked. Pucks and, yes, everything.
Nothing worked here, upstairs in Dennis's apartment, in my back apartment. I think you have to start over again, right, when you go to a new network?
There may be a way to connect it. Sometimes in the app, like you'll use the app on the phone, and you'll be able to connect it and tell it the new network so you don't have to restart everything.
Restart everything?
Yeah, it depends on... I haven't done that in a long time,
what?
So... I did this by the way, just to give you a little bit of something to commiserate with. I did the same type of thing where I changed my network at my old house. Oh my gosh. The amount of things that I had connected that I forgot about. Thermostats, locks, the lock was on there, all the light switches that had connected in to like do automation. I think it was like 80 things that I had to like redo. Yeah, it was kind of insane.
So
hey, but Fios is here, baby.
Yeah, no, it is. And he did say that even though the distribution box is in the basement, he said pretty much Fios is the same throughout the neighborhood. The only thing would be if someone the cables are in people's backyards. So if
there is no easement in New York. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, exactly. So the one thing I don't have to worry about is the cable comes underground into my basement and from my basement to my computer. So there's no cable for anybody to trample on.
Yeah.
To break that wire.
Yeah. And one of my first thoughts when you said you got, hooked up was it should be a lot more stable because of the new network. I mean, when they put that in, they buried it, luckily.
Yeah.
I think that they probably thought hard about where they're going to lay fiber, since it is going to be the infrastructure that they're using for decades, I would assume. And so, I think that it's going to be very much more reliable than cable would be. So,
yeah, no, I'm thrilled. I am.
Do you remember... going back in time, how long the process, like when did we know, what was it, 6 months ago, a year, 2 years ago? I forget.
More than a year. Well, first of all, years ago, as soon as they announced Fios, I called up and they said, well, you're on a list. And I waited like a year and I saw a guy getting into a Fios truck and I said, when are you going to do the brownstones? And he said, never. I said, why? He said, no, Verizon's just interested in doing big buildings. They didn't want to do brownstones. So I had asked Anthony about that and he said, what happened is that the city got after Verizon and said, you got all these... permissions, you have to do everybody, not the big buildings only.
Wow.
So
that's great.
I guess started knuckling under.
That's, I mean, I'm glad that it, to me, I'm glad that it's fiber. I'm so, I don't know how long fiber has to live. Who knows? You could say that about cable. Cable, you're like, oh, cable's good. I mean, it still is, obviously. But, like, that type of infrastructure, I'm so glad that all these homes in New York are getting them because it should be the gold standard. And I bet that it can all be upgraded. What's interesting is that your own hardware needs to be upgraded now. You need a 10 yes. gigabit switch or something to stick in there instead of just a 1 gigabit switch. It's crazy. Yeah.
You know, I saw something. Is there any USB thing you can? I saw on Amazon that they had a USB plug-in that said 2 gigabytes to USB. Is that possible?
Maybe.
That's all you need?
Let's see. This one says 2.5.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, yes. That says 2.5 gigabyte? Wait, let me make sure this is right. Yeah, 2.5 gigabit. Yep. Yeah, so I guess...
That's all I need to get is that?
You could, I think. You make sure it's okay. USB-C that you're or USB 3 that you're plugging it into, is what I meant to say. Yeah, that should probably work. Let's look at the reviews. Let's look at the reviews. I bet that... there you go. This person's using it and getting above two.
Well, why is he getting all that download and just 40 up? That's weird.
See, I would complain to the manager about that one. Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, and there you go. That's better.
Great.
That's great.
Oh,
maybe that was before. I'm getting that. That's great.
Yeah. So I searched USB 3 network card, basic okay. network. I specifically wanted a USB 3 because that's the only type of cable port that I think could handle that amount of data. Just off the top of my head, it just seems like USB 3 would be the only okay. one that would be able to handle any more than a gigabit. Yeah.
And how do I tell on my computer what's a USB 3?
They'll be blue. You'll have a blue.
Blue.
Typically, a USB-C port is also a USB 3 port. I think. Chat room, back me up on that. Because that's just totally in my own head that every USB-C port seems to be a USB 3 port. But
Wait a second, Scooter X. You have to upgrade the networking switches?
So that is true. So right now, here's what's going on, is you got the internet coming from the internet. It goes to I guess, Verizon's box, right?
Yeah.
Ethernet yep. comes out of there into what? Into the computer?
Into right a out router.
To the router. The router will have to be upgraded, most likely. It's probably...
Well, no, it's Verizon's router.
Well, then if it's Verizon's router, it's probably okay. And then the Ethernet comes out of there right into the computer?
Yeah.
Then you're good. If it came out of the router into another router, like, well, I have one on the floor over here. It has like, 10 little things.
No, it comes out of the router into the computer.
Into the computer. Out of the Verizon one. Is it the new one they just installed?
Yes. Then the one they brought
with
them.
You're good. Yeah, then you're good. Make sure the cable is USB, is not USB, is Cat 6 or Cat 5e. If it's just Cat 5 cable, then it may not be fast enough.
You know what? I just bought something called Cat 8.
Then you're good. Okay. Then you should be pretty good. Okay. Isn't that crazy? We're upgrading, baby. We're upgrading.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Also, I made a little, it's under 2 minutes, about the reason we're taping this on a Friday, because last night there was an event. We can just run that little video. I can talk a little bit over it, okay? So New York Historical Society did some renovation of the Hayden Planetarium. And
so this is the interior of the planetarium.
The base of the planetarium.
Pretty spacey.
My first thought was there's a cruise ship. It looks like...
Doesn't it?
Looks amazing.
Yeah. And then this is... The whole base now is a huge area where you can play and learn about planets.
Wow. And that base... Did we see the... theater from below? That's so cool.
Yes. All right, yes. You see the round theater down into the display area. And then the ooh and ahs is me and Dennis.
Because yeah.
The screen there is... We made a trip into the stratosphere, and now we're returning to find Earth. And these red things were...
That's amazing. I mean, I can't tell it.
Yeah.
You had to be there, it sounds like.
I was just going... Oh,
so are you wearing goggles, or is this
no.
just... I see. It's just humongous.
It's humongous, and you know, I remember the old days where they had this big thing in the middle of the floor.
Oh,
none
yeah.
of that.
Massive
none
projector
that.
Or whatever. Now they're all...
Yeah. And there we're going back to Earth.
I can imagine that this would be the most insanely high-quality projector technology that they have. Most likely laser, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It was really great. We had great fun.
I have a fun fact about laser projectors.
You yes.
want to know my fun fact? Do you know
yes.
why one of the reasons that laser projectors are so cool is because of how light is transmitted. Is normal light has a drop-off factor, right? You turn on a light bulb and you're like a foot away. You know, that might be 100 lumens, and you move 2 feet away, that would only be like 25 lumens, and you move 3 feet away, you know, it really drops off. Lasers don't have that problem. When you shoot a laser and it hits something, it'll be the same brightness wherever you fire it. So, you know, the old projector thing where it's, you know, maybe you had it off kilter
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit,
yeah.
and so the bottom was brighter than the top, or
yeah,
even
yeah.
you'd get like a blooming effect. If you had a projector over here and a 55-foot screen, you know, the corner is actually further away from the lens than the center because it's a flat surface, you know, and so you'd get a blooming effect. Laser projectors don't have that problem, and that's why they are cooler. That's one of the reasons why laser projectors are a
okay.
lot better. And whenever you see them project, do those projection mapping things like on buildings and stuff like that, or like Disney has like one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
They almost always use laser projectors for that, so that you don't get that weird blooming effect on when the light hits the thing that they're projecting against. So anyway, fun fact. That we had a big host chat. Holy moly.
Yes,
let's jump into some gadgets.
The longest host chat ever.
Exactly.
So good night, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks for watching it, folks.
All right, let's do some gadgets. Here's gadget number one.
I saw an ad on TV for a kit you could be used if someone in the family is choking, or you yourself are choking. And I thought, that might be a good gadget for the Gizwiz show. So I bought one. Mummy portable suction rescue device. All right, so three people can use it at the same time. But no, it's a...
After the second time you used it, I think nice. I would say they need like to see
boxes.
It professional.
You could have an awful lot of torn boxes.
Well, I guess, I didn't even see if they're dishwasher safe.
Choke once, shame on you. Choke twice, shame on me. Okay, you're going to go get out.
Shame on the
cook. So let us see the portable suction rescue device.
Oh, do you have one of these?
Wow.
No. I've never really even seen one, but I think that every restaurant should have one.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw this video about a person choking.
I think the thing was like $70. I went on Amazon. It was still $60. I mean, it's a lot of money, but I guess if it saves your life, it's worth it. All right, so we get...
Fergus in the chat says mouth plunger.
Size.
It really is.
I don't know how to use it.
It is.
So we're finding out together. Different size nose and mouth. So that's hard plastic, but this is very soft. Looks like inflatable plastic.
Yeah, man, really, every restaurant needs this.
Right, so I guess that's
adults. You know, I guess maybe they were... I don't know if they are required, but...
This is like for the three bears, for Papa Bear.
Yeah, find the one that fits just right.
It's not. two of them
are exactly the same.
Yeah, it looks like you got like two adults and a child.
Yes, actually, when I finally stepped around the reading thing, one they say is for practice.
I guess for the child.
Ah.
Okay. Although I don't know why you can't use
then
that use it again for the person.
The device itself.
Okay, I need you to practice this, so could you please choke on a piece of toast?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Okay. Is this thing locked? What?
If you get one of these, everybody, yeah.
I don't want to be laughing when I'm trying to save someone's life. Sounds like one of those chickens.
They did not include anything to choke on, so I guess you have to get that yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see how this works. I mean, 50, but 60 bucks, a little excessive. But like I said, if you need it, they're quickie. Connect the mask. Ensure a tight connection between the mask and this guy. All right.
So basically,
so it looks
it's
like
just,
all you do is push that into there. All right. That's going to go in there. All right. So up against the face.
Oh, and you have to take it, doesn't work with glasses.
Do you feel the suction?
It looks like my nose is inflating.
I feel
it's a nose enlarger.
Suction there. That noise is also
comical. It's comical.
I have to look in the reviews and see if you can. You know what? Let's see if the suction on that. It should.
Well, it does work.
It is.
Maybe your mustache may have had too much airflow.
Maybe.
Suction. No, you're right.
Well, don't choke,
anyway,
Dickie D.
That noise drives me crazy. I guess I could assume I can put a little bit of WD-40. Then that'll probably shoot it down somebody's throat, and then the thing can come out easy because the passageway will be
oiled. It would be grease.
This is great.
Anyway, that was it.
Idea.
It was, did I show it to you? I can't even remember. It was, I need my glasses. It was $59.99. There's a coupon, 15% off.
Okay, you know, you can go, you can now just go to the other video.
Okay. Because we have an update.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Update. Update. Remember I was saying that $59? So you know when you buy something on Amazon, it says you might also be interested in? It looks like the same thing for $39. I haven't opened it.
Oh, it's just yellow.
I'll just drop that on the floor. So, you know what? You know, is this possibly the exact same kit? You know what? I think this is
what we call
$20 less.
White
this
labeling, folks.
This was $39. This had $8 off. And I think this had, you know what? We got three of these. Two adult, one child, exactly the same. This is exactly the same with the instructions on the side. You know what? I wrapped this one up. Hold on a minute. I'm sending this back. This is the one that... I want to make sure that this doesn't do that screaming that this one did. I know they're the same because each one has these instructions printed on the side. But does this one screech?
Yep.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
They must come from the same factory.
I guess they're choking.
I think they do.
The noise is not going to... That is a riot. Anyway, they both make a racket. But this makes a racket for 20, it came out to $21 less than that. You know, it'd be funny. Maybe they come from the same factory and they just put different names on them.
They do. I agree, Diggy.
Exactly. After I heard that, right. The funny
and
thing
is Mummy.
Right.
But the kits are the same.
So yeah. Funny.
Wow. Said, hopefully you'll never
somebody
have
found
to
it.
Use it.
Timu has it for $22.
Yeah,
then there's another one for $80 that Tang found.
So a few years back, I went into a deep Amazon rabbit hole, and I just wanted to know all the deep, dark secrets of Amazon.
Yes.
White labeling is one of them, and that's what's happening here. Is there's a factory that makes a product, and there's literally communities of people that like search for products that get searched for or that have been doing good in ratings. Like literally there's like, you know, or like tip lines or like, you know, there's algorithms to look at. There's tip channels to look through. Literally there's all this stuff going on. So literally there may have been a hot tip. Hey, these plunger things, people are buying them. And this guy makes them. So they all buy up some stock and then they all white label them and then they all fight for the search results on Amazon just to make a profit. Like literally, I think that's exactly what's happening with this product.
Yeah, yeah. Spaceman is saying he works for an electronic company. One device was $79 and with the RCA label, it was $179.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, here in this case, it's a new world where they don't care about the label. They make up a label. They care about Amazon search results. Suggested products. And then what they'll do is they'll buy a bunch of Facebook ads, they'll buy TikTok ads, they'll buy all these ads to convert people to see it and then sell their product.
And still make money at $39.
Exactly. I mean, that product could cost them something like $6 pretty easily.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That pretty much looks like the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's a very different. Four.
Yeah, you get four. It is different, but you get the idea that that's probably what's happening.
Amazing.
But all that aside, I think this I wish that there was like maybe an official, like this would be cool if someone could do some tests on this and see, is this a good alternative to the Heimlich maneuver, basically?
Yeah, yes. Well, this you can do on yourself.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
I mean, the Heimlich there, I've seen things where you...
You like run up against a table.
A table. You get a table. Yeah,
exactly.
So this would be a Heimlich. This would be easier.
Oh wow! Currently unavailable.
Oh, between yesterday and today,
they ran out of stock. They only bought a few.
They may have.
Wow, that it looks a lot better than this thing.
You know what? I read somewhere that these very hard to do if you're by yourself.
Yeah, that seems... I can't imagine trying to...
You're choking and you sort of have to...
That is the mouth plunger, absolutely.
Yes, it is. That is. So don't get that. Don't get the accordion one.
Yeah, here's another look-alike.
Oh, yeah. That's the same one. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's available.
Yeah. I do agree 100% that, this would be way better to use.
Oh, and you know what? It's in the same bag.
Yeah. Look at that. It shows it, except this one says Choking Rescue Levisia on it.
Right.
Whatever.
Expect squeaking.
Yes. Let's see if any of the reviews say, it squeaks a lot, but it's fine. Here, Control F.
No one did, but in two of the videos, they just... push it in a little bit and you so the ones in the videos that people bought also squeaked.
You know what's up. Okay, moving on, I guess.
Okay, a quickie, what the heck is it?
Okay.
It's another what the heck is it?
A box. No.
Can you get from that? Or you need more help?
A tranquilizer. No. Whoa. Maybe a soap dish? Maybe? But
I can't, I have no idea.
It looks like maybe a grill attachment.
Is it hanging for ties?
No.
No.
Maybe like you could attach a light to it type thing. Like it's more of a bracket.
Does that help at all?
A soap dish.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say an umbrella thingy.
Again, I think this goes into Chad's category. Okay.
I was not confident though.
Organizer here. Let me just close this. It goes on the faucet. It seems bizarre, okay? So that you can hang, I guess, sponges on it and put the soap in this elaborate dish. And I guess we're going to go in the kitchen and try it. There are no instructions. This better come off. Oh, it does. So this will go around there. Yeah, so this part will go around there. And then this clamps onto the faucet. And let me just see. Do they show you what they want you to hang? Is that a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Anyway, we will try it and see if it makes any sense at all actually in use. In the kitchen, and I have another very important hint for you. Look at your faucet before you order something.
Oh,
I don't know why.
No.
Diggity. I didn't come here to look at this.
Well, I have one way to mount it, but it doesn't make too much
sense. I can put it like that, but then I think the soap's going to fall out. I have nothing. I have no way to use this. Okay. You know what we'll do? We'll run up and look at Dennis's sink. But this is worthless down here. I think even if it was usable, it's sort of worthless. But we'll check upstairs. I think we have a better chance here. All right. So I unscrewed that. This goes around the pipe. And there are enough threads for this to hold.
Oh, looks like it grabbed it, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is,
it's sort of, I don't know.
You're like in four-dimensional chess here now. You got the soap up top.
Sponge. Oh, you know, I guess you could put a sponge in it and Dennis uses liquid soap. You can put a soap bar here. You know what? Maybe someone thinks this is good. But that's what it would look like.
I agree. Maybe somebody thinks
it. On a sink that it works. All right. We will find out what it cost. So this is a picture of it in use from the Amazon.
They fit a lot of stuff
and
on there.
It's just $10, okay? $9.99. And it has a 6-pound capacity. And I love the fact that it says it's an ideal shelf for all your kitchen utensils. You know, your pots, your pans, your mixer.
Yeah, my spoons and
anything
whisks.
Up to 6 pounds. Anyway, I still don't know. Did I even show in that? I have no idea what this is for. You're not going to hang pot holders on it. It's over your sink.
Toothbrush.
It's up to you to decide.
Your razor.
$10.
Does anybody in chat think this is a good idea?
I mean, maybe if you use a bar of soap all the time and you're really annoyed with where you have to place it and you have that exact type of faucet.
Well, Twisted Echo said, I kind of like it.
Likes this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hang your dishcloths on those. Okay.
You know, maybe you have a sponge with a little, like, hanger thing. What do they put on it? A measuring cup. Yeah, I don't... Oh, no, no, that's one of those egg white separators. Why would I want that next to the sink? What is the thing in that?
You know, it's not a toothbrush. I don't know what the heck that is.
That looks like some AI glitch. That, what on earth? I have no idea what that thing is that's in there and why it doesn't even have a base. I think they did a bad Photoshop because the circle, do you see how there's no background? Like, it's white in the holes. There is no, you know what I'm saying, Dickie D? See the holes of the soap dish?
Yes.
There's no backsplash behind there. It just goes to white with a shadow.
Oh, I see, yes.
It's a bad Photoshop. Yeah.
It is.
Ah, I needed to see this on a rock. Yeah, that helps me buy this.
A couple
product.
People think it's not a bad idea.
I like its premise.
You like its the premise?
Yeah, I like it. I like sticking something on the faucet, you know, get some extra shelf space. Okay. I don't like this execution. I think the hooks on the side are horrible. I think maybe you should have been able to, like, move the plate thing, you know, maybe you could lock it at a different angle so it would work on your faucet. You know, like I think it has legs, but it's not in this implementation, basically.
Okay,
well, that's like a crappy corner quality of of gadget.
Well,
okay.
If it's your practical, exactly. But who needs it? Yeah.
exactly.
Something for kids, and actually, I think this is great fun, too. Here we go.
I have a fun little gadget here, very inexpensive, okay? And the name of it is... What? Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Oh.
Are you sending a message, Diggity?
Yeah. So this is good. So, like, if you're in a bank and the bank is being held up, you could write that with your secret pen and then hope that the cops who come in somehow have one of these pens with the UV light built into the cap, and then they'll see the word help. But it's great fun. I've been reading about these, and a lot of teachers buy them and a lot of parents buy them for parties because they are, look at this. They're less than a buck each. All right. And the one thing I must say about them is they're hard to get the cap off, to get the pen out. As you see,
and people in the review said this too. It's to keep the ink from drying out. But
all right, I guess that's to keep the ink dry. But it is my giving up on. I liked AI in Amazon reviews because you're looking for something specific, and there are 130 reviews. With AI, you type in, I'm looking for this, and it scans all the reviews in seconds. So I typed in, is the cap hard to get off? And AI said, no one mentions the cap, but sometimes there are comments about the quality of the pens. I go, well, I don't get it, because I tried a second pen, I had trouble getting the cap off. So I started reading the reviews. Boy, the cap is hard to get off. These are great fun, but the cap is hard to get. And I'm thinking,
AI, come on.
How did you miss that?
Anyway, unless Amazon the deal. Gives words that it shouldn't find.
Was $19. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. I don't think I got this coupon. $7 off. $19, so $12. For $12, you would get 21 of them. So it's like, what, 60 cents each. They're great fun. The invisible ink pen with the secret UV light. Okay, so there's a little tab that protects the battery until you're ready to use it. And my guess is that they make it this tight so the ink doesn't dissolve. But again, it's great fun because, well, I'll do my logo. You know, only the kid knows what they're drawing. And then, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm going to use this
Pull
one.
Pull the tab.
The battery tab is out already.
There it is.
I scribbled first and then drew my logo, but I drew one over the other. But I think they're great fun. That's it. And now I will disappear. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, it works. Look at that. Oh, my God, he's melting.
The secret message was he didn't want to be there. this is fun. I like them. They're simple. Seems like something that would be fun at a birthday party.
Absolutely. That's what a lot of the reviews were saying, that kids can have a lot of fun with this. I don't know how long the battery lasts, but the fact that the black light is built in is great.
Gosh, Lee, there's a lot of competitors.
Holy cow, how many companies are selling these?
Now, I don't know how much you should look at this price, because this is that welcome deal. But look at this. There's some on AliExpress.
Oh, wow. I thought 60 cents was cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Thanks, ScooterX, for sending that over. Yeah, I think these are fun. I could also see, like, this being a, I don't know. Like, you could almost do, like, an escape room or, like, a fun scavenger hunt thing where you have to, like, look for the messages or something
that's very cute.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you could write stuff on a wall or something, and they would have to go around and find out where the UV light has to go to see the next direction.
That's whenever fun. You're getting to a really juicy part in your diary that you just don't want other people to see, you know, pull out the UV pen. Write it all down. I like it. With that, let's get
a little bit
crappy.
Don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, I got a little bit. I don't know if this will make a great what the heck is it or not, but I think it could. So take a look at the product we got here. This is...
Oh, it's for choking.
Any idea?
No. Something to go into the ground?
No, it has nothing to do with gardening.
Boy. And it's not medical, right?
Nope.
Boy, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'll just give you a taste. I'll reveal it in the video. So let's check out this gadget.
Hey, Diggity. So here we are with another practical but useless gadget. Here, I'm going to start off by showing you the issue, okay? This is that black and white part of the as seen on TV footage. Here is a typical hoagie. So this is, you could put, you know, a hot dog in this. But this one hasn't been sliced, as you can see. There's no opening to use. So, okay, we want to make a hot dog. Come over here with a knife. Slice into it. You got your hot dog. Horrible! That was the worst! I can't imagine doing that again. I don't ever want to do that again. So, introducing... the hot dogger. What on earth is this? It looks a little bit Minecrafty with all the little like blocks going on in here. This is a hot dog skewer, hot dog bun skewer, to instead of making the typical hot dog, you can now make a hole for the hot dog to go into. So I guess we'll start at this end and we'll test it out and see, does this make a good solution? There we go for a hot dog. So I need to make a few hot dogs up. We'll see how this is and get back with you. Okay, so our hot dog is out of the cooker and let's see how this works. Okay, it's working. Kinda. It is splitting.
I realized it was splitting before. Now
I can't get any further than that. If you take a look, this doesn't quite match the right size. Let me try. We're gonna make a tunnel here. That's what I'll call it. This is so much better than just doing a normal hot dog. I love this.
Did you mark this video not safe for kids?
I know. I don't.
Any type of ketchup or relish or mustard? You can't.
Ignore it and move on.
I hate this. Honestly, no. I would much rather have a normal hot dog. I don't mind cutting it enough. This just seems absolutely pointless, which I guess was the point.
Yeah.
The hot dogger, Dickie D.
That is a good, what the heck is it? That is, yeah.
It has a purpose, specially designed, just the way they describe it, which I forgot to say in the video, which is really funny. They call it the hot dog bun driller.
Driller, oh, okay. $10.
So, yeah. Like, in Texas we have, well, I guess not in Texas, but actually it's a, I think it's a Czechoslovakian thing, is, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name, but it's a pastry with meat inside, very similar to this, but I don't see, it's almost like you're making a pigs in a blanket with a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, after the fact.
Yeah. But also, you know, I like a ton of mustard on my hot dog.
That was my first thought. We were all laughing about the NSFW nature of the device.
Yeah.
But what I was saying in the video was, well, now you can't put on relish, you can't put on mustard, you can't put on ketchup.
Yes.
Like, I don't like that. I want, and that's why I opened it to spread. I was like, I want to add my condiments and things like that to it.
Yeah.
What is this? Okay, no, I was the hot dogger is something else. But yeah, there you go. It's funny because they don't call it on the Amazon page the hot dogger, but it is the hot dogger store, and that's all they sell. And on the product, it is labeled as the hot dogger. You can see it right there. It says the hot dogger. Well. You can't really see it on this camera.
Did you see that? It also say that not available?
Did it? Oh, so a lot of them are, but the one that still is.
Oh, yeah, that
I guess
one
you can't
is.
Get the
two-pack.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can get it in red or in yellow.
Nah.
Honestly, the perfect practical but useless gadget.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I didn't have this one in mind when we found the theme. So the patrons really made me go hunt this one down. So thank you, patrons, for that. With that, let's move into Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our email is from James Dorsey, who writes about Tele TV for free with ads. This is very weird. I never knew about this. Here's his video.
Hey, Dick and Chad of the Giz Wiz. This is a Tele TV that was talked about, like, what seemed like 3 or 4 years ago. You had to be put on a waiting list to get this for free. And the reason it's for free, it's because it's ad-supported. As you can see down here. It comes with a camera in case you want to do some
Wait,
gaming.
Wait, what? It's the whole television? There's a separate screen for ads?
Yes.
Connect for
what?
Or a
yes.
Lead.
Yeah. Listen to this.
But that is But if you want to use that, you got to remove this thing, which I'm not going to bother.
I didn't realize that was happening.
I'll try the camera up here for, so, you know, so the TV will know who is watching.
What?
And which will lead to them to figure out what ads could we bring. But other than that, at least you get the convenience of stock, sports, and news, and what the weather is. And you gotta keep it connected to the internet. If you had to, if you had to reconnect your internet, they won't flag anything, because you know sometimes internet goes out and you have to restart your router. So you should be good there. I know people get freaked out about the whole this thing watching to see what ads they could target you, but that don't bother you. You're good. It don't bother me. It is a free TV, after all.
I can't.
I cannot say no.
It's
to
55
free.
Inches.
Yeah.
It comes with ads.
Sorry, Diggity. We're going to upgrade you to the tele TV next episode.
Speaking of that whole flagging thing, like if you did have it disconnected for a long time, they will like email you saying that.
Get on the internet.
We're going to have to take that TV back.
I see. You need to be on the internet because you're not getting ads.
Oh, they'll take it back.
That is so funny.
I don't know. I guess some professionals to pick it up. That's my guess. Which, I guess that sounds better than getting charged $500 or $1,000 for a TV. Anyway.
Wow.
Good luck to you. See you soon.
Okay, this is, I am so thankful. Honestly, my first thought is thank you so much for sending in this video, because that was mind-blowing in so many different ways.
Not only that, the thing is, you could just put a towel over the bottom of the TV. All the ads are on a second screen.
Right! We could get those dim, remember the dim sticks? You know, just put that right over the ad.
Yeah. Or you could get two, I don't know if you remember this, guys, it was called TV Jock. And it was like black elastic. And it was for people who were watching a live football game and someone else wanted to watch it later. And they didn't want to see what the score was. So this black band went around the bottom of the screen that kept blocking the score. You could get one of those. Now, I did read that there were concerns that they were the camera was watching you.
Okay, so yeah, that was the second thought was absolutely, I do not want a camera in my living room watching me watch TV and live my life so that people can you know, like... I liked his setup because it was pointed towards a corner, but like my TV would point to where it is. It would the whole rest of the apartment. JD,
go to the website,
so
because I think I went there and I think it said that there's a new version.
Oh, really?
Now
I was really impressed with the second screen. I really thought that was cool. The ad did not seem super intrusive.
No, not at all.
The other thing is that it totally seems... Did you ever see the movie Idiocracy?
No.
No. So in Idiocracy, it's like the future if every bad decision and every kind of like, you know, fast food takes over and like fast everything. And it's a very dystopian world, but that's the kind of point of it. It's a comedy. But like everything has ads on it. And so like he like gets like a shirt and it's like just a total ad, you know, type of thing. But this totally kind of seems the same vibe of like you get a free television. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But then now you have an ad in your living room, which you never had before.
Well, you know, he also mentioned that 5 years ago, TVs were not. Now you can get a 55-inch TV probably for $200.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then, a 55-inch TV for free.
Yeah.
He said 5 years ago. I mean, and it's a nice looking TV.
It is. It is.
Now that you have the big picture, the ads are totally separated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think they did a good job of introducing ads in another context. And then also, like, you know, along with the context of the sports and maybe weather and whatever thing that you kind of want on that bottom tray, that was really smart of them to do. Because if you had it pop up over your content constantly, I could see that would be like, no deal.
No way.
Exactly. Yeah, no way. And then the other thing is that the creepiest element, which is that it looks at you and it knows that you're watching it. They've built in features of like, okay, well, now that you're in the room, I assume from his video and just kind of what I've seen is that it would show you that context screen to you. So let's say you want to know the stocks, but your partner wants to know the weather. And so it would swap out that bottom tray of content.
That's interesting.
Or something like, because he mentioned, you know, he kind of liked the facial recognition features.
Chad, someone in chat has one and is watching it.
No, this is JD. This is who sent in the video.
Okay. He used a different name. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Intriguing. And the other thing is, so I assume you don't get content. You don't get free content. You just get the television. So, like, I saw in the video there was, like, Severance and stuff, which is, like, an Apple TV type thing. I assume that is not included. That was just, it's just a screen at the end of the day. That is a crazy concept. I absolutely know people who would rather not spend $500 on a 55-inch TV and would absolutely love that type of
device. It seems like you might still be able to do it.
Yeah, and especially if you don't have to wait 5 years. You know, if you could get it in a week, absolutely I know people who would do that. And if they're profitable, I'm just very intrigued by this product. Not something for me. I don't think I would want the camera in my living room.
No,
but I know a lot of people who want a free 55-inch TV and are completely fine with that. Very cool. Very, very, very cool.
Jason, thank you.
Yes.
So Jason, we didn't know about that. That is quite something.
Yeah.
Quite something.
Yeah, really cool. And then we also just kind of see the company. That's cool. Okay, well, with that, let's move into the letter.
Now, Lawrence writes us, "Hey, Dick and Chad, the CEO of YouTube recently announced more people watch YouTube on their TV than any other device.
Wow.
I wanted to know if it was time to update the opening theme song. I'm attaching a photo of how I watch the show in my recliner with a suggested change." that's the photo from our opening credits on your PC. He suggests on your TV.
Yeah, I really enjoy the X over the PC. That's
yeah. He said also it's fun to find how many people watch the show in chat on different things.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I personally too. I watch a lot of YouTube on my TV.
So do we.
Yeah. It has. I use Apple TV mostly as the interface, but absolutely love it.
I pick out all the stuff on my computer,
mm-hmm.
and then put it in my account so that when I go to my TV, it's easy to work the computer.
Yeah.
Put stuff there and then watch it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with live streams like this, you know, I like, there's a few live streams I like to tune into and I'll put it up and then can walk around the house, do a few chores while it's on the TV.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so funny that this has shifted so much. And I think one of the major reasons is actually a weird decline in mobile usage of YouTube. It's in that YouTube used to be the mobile first thing.
Yes, yes.
It's not anymore. TikTok is now the mobile first thing, and TV is YouTube. It's, and honestly, they kind of did, I think YouTube did it on purpose because of just, I don't know, this is just their strategy. Long form, they try to make TV content for years. I think they like that.
Yeah.
So very, very interesting. Very interesting stuff.
So Lawrence, thank you for your letter. And before we go too far, if you want to make a video for us, the video that Jason did, we didn't even know about that gadget, but yeah, anything to do with a gadget, okay? Like it, hate it, 1 to 3 minutes, just use your phone. Just make sure we can see what you're talking about and hear you. Put it up on YouTube.
YouTube.
And when you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted if you want. And then you'll get a URL from YouTube and send that to us. Don't use private because then only you can see it. Email us with the URL, mail@gizwiz.tv. Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes long, okay? And you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. Jason, send me your email address, and I will get you the current issue of Mad. And thank you for your video.
Or actual address, not email address.
Yeah, yes, your actual address.
You can email again if you want. Hey, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys are incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting us every single episode. Thank you to our loyal patrons. If you like the show, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and there's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. You can click that, and it'll take you to a big old banner where you can support us on Patreon, or there's a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal. However you support, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. Head on over to gizwiz.tv every Thursday, just about 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If we have a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website. But that is where we record the show live. If you don't catch the live stream. Let's go live. There we are. If you don't catch the live stream, don't worry. It's recorded. It'll be there on our website after the fact. That's the last one. 19 years old. We're still a 19-year-old show, and can you believe it? I can't believe it.
This is show one of year 20.
Wow.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, oh, man.
And I have to thank you for, you've done this more than 11 years, so thank you for making the show stay on.
Of course.
Because I can find gadgets. I have no idea how I can sit here and somehow see me out there. I know it has something to do with that thing they put in my apartment last Monday. Anyway,
you're getting better every day, Dicky D. I don't know about that. I don't know. You're learning fast.
Thank you for being such a great co-host.
Of course. Of course. I enjoy it so much. It's wonderful. And the work is so fun, so I would never give it up. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The real What the Heck Is It? And this is the gadget. Not just a piece or part of the gadget. This is looking oddly familiar here. This is...
but maybe it's not.
This one is for potatoes. Okay, if you need to make a potato volcano, this is your gadget. If you think you know what this is, there are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. This is the Mad Magazine you're going to be playing for. The ugliest beauty.
Oh, it ends tonight.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Live.
You are right. Honestly, don't get a guessing. Go check out the next one if you're watching this after the fact. Head over to I don't have anywhere else. balls to head, you two. We're done with the show. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.